So I'm not going to waste any time. We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at Louisville. First season with the Cardinals. He was the 2016 National Coach of the Year, the Conference Coach of the Year in two different conferences. Louisville with an enormous win over number 9 Michigan State, 82-78 in OT on Tuesday. They're 4-2 on the season. They're at Seton Hall on Saturday, noon Eastern. We consider him a friend of the program. This program, my guest is Louisville head coach Chris Mack. Chris, so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How you doing?
Doing super. Doing super. Great to have you. So let me start right there. You're coming off that big win over number 9 Michigan State Tuesday night. But if we go back to slightly before that game, Chris, Friday you lost to Marquette 77-74 in overtime in Brooklyn. So where was your team emotionally and psychologically after that game?
Well, I think after that game we were a little disappointed. You know, felt like for the better part of the game, we were leading. You know, we were playing fairly well, and quite honestly, felt like it was an opportunity that we wasted. And so it was a tough locker room on Friday night, but it was good to see our guys being able to sort of put that in the rearview mirror, learn from it, but at the same time, not necessarily forget about that feeling you had. And I thought we came out with tremendous passion the other night against Michigan State. You know, that's so important, you know, the confidence that you have in yourself and the opportunity, you know, the ability to sort of be resilient. And I thought our group was just that against Michigan.
Well, it seems to me, especially when you find yourself in a battle the way you did. For instance, you're in against a very good Michigan State team, and you're leading for stretches of that game as well, but it does go to overtime. It seems to me it'd be pretty easy for everybody to think, here we go again, but that's not what happened. So just to kind of elaborate on that, what's that say about the mental toughness of this group?
I hope it says a lot, but it was eerily ironic, you know, to be leading for the Marquette game, about 80-90% of the game, go to overtime, and end up coming, you know, on the short end of the stick, only to find ourselves in the same exact situation that we were against Michigan State, where we were generally leading the entire game, and then we end up going to overtime and a couple times get down and still have the resiliency to come up with the win. I think that it really says a lot about our team. It has a belief in one another, and you know, I think we learned from the Marquette game. And again, either one of those games, the margins were razor thin, and I was glad to see our guys have the type of success that we did the other night. And you know, we're going to be in some close games, and hopefully those experiences that we just had will help us as we move forward.
Louisville head basketball coach Chris Mack joins us. So when you're looking to build a program, there's always that talk about so-called signature wins. Did Tuesday feel like a signature win to you?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I know that it's a good win. I do know that it's for us. You know, it gives us one of those resume wins they talk about in March. And with the schedule that we're playing, both non-conference and then obviously the ACC, we're going to be battle-tested, and we're going to have plenty of those opportunities. But, you know, after having, you know, two of those opportunities in New York sort of go by the wayside in Tennessee and Marquette, it was nice to get one, get a feather in our cap as we move forward. We're going to have another test this coming Saturday against Seton Hall.
Chris, so let me try and put this another way then. I see exactly what you're saying. But when you consider Louisville fans, and they've been through kind of a challenging time recently, the future is bright because of the noise that you're making in recruiting. But what's it mean to you and the team that you're able to deliver a result like this for the fans so quickly? Does it then feel like maybe the future doesn't have to be so far away?
Yeah, I was happy for our fans. I mean, certainly, you know, first and foremost, happy for the guys in the locker room because they're the ones that are battling through that perception. They're the ones that didn't have anything to do with the perception. They're working their tails off, and to have them, you know, have the success they had the other night against an unbelievable program in Michigan State, you know, it filled me with a lot of pride and really happy for them. But, you know, secondarily, our fans have been through so much. You know, they get roasted on Twitter, you know, for following Louisville and all the scandal and everything that's been, you know, going on over the last 2 or 3 years. To have them be able to sort of stick their chests out and feel great about their school, about their community. Really happy that we could deliver that type of win for them.
Louisville head coach Chris Mack, my guest. So speaking of your players, from the conversations you and I have had in the past, it's very clear to me that you're a big relationship guy. You love your players. So how have you gone about developing relationships with players who did not choose to play for you specifically?
Well, that was a big part of my talk when I first was in the locker room the day I got introduced to our team. And I never wanted it to be Coach Pitino's players, you know, versus Coach Mack's players. I just think that sends the wrong precedent. When you start to talk about, hey, once we get our recruits in, things will be the way we want. I think that's selling the guys here short. Hell, I recruited some of them at Xavier and couldn't get them. So we knew that they would be talented. And I just wanted to have my coaching staff and I build relationships with our players so that we could gain their trust. And quite honestly, that just takes time. It just takes time. You got to spend time off the floor with your players. You have to get to know them as people so that they can trust that you'll push them and make them better every single day. And we're getting there. We're far from perfect, but, man, I've really enjoyed the process.
We're talking to Chris Mack. I also know how much you loved where you were and that you certainly did your homework on the Louisville gig before you accepted that job. That said, maybe is there something you know now about the program, whether it's the players, the fans, the whole experience in general, that maybe you didn't know before you took that job?
Well, I think I didn't know everything, obviously, but I knew that the fans were passionate, but I didn't know it was to this level, and the amount of fans that we have and the amount of people that care about our program is immense, and so it's a great responsibility that I have. But really excited to be in this seat and coaching a team that I really enjoy coaching, and hopefully continue to move the program forward.
We're talking to Chris Mack for a few more moments. Listen, every time I have you on, I love the fact that we can step away from basketball. We can talk donuts. We can talk music. We can talk about the things that are really important, too. Right now, I've got to ask you about something that is of vital importance. This is critical now. The legendary TV show, The White Shadow. I'm a huge fan. Is it true that you are as well? And if so, why?
Oh, I mean, that was one of the shows that, I live for on Friday nights, to a basketball player, to a kid growing up, playing the game. You felt like those guys were NBA players. That came at a time now when the NBA wasn't ever on television. You might have seen a game on Saturday or, NBC Sunday. But other than that, Monday through Friday, they didn't have NBA games on. So when you got to watch a show that was centered around the sport that I loved and it had so many controversial moments, and it was a great show and something that really helped keep me hooked on the game of basketball.
Man, it was so far ahead of its time. I mean, it was such a groundbreaking program, Chris, and not to date ourselves, but this show was so amazing. I can remember years ago where the show had gone off the air for a number of years, and I was talking to one of my producers that I used to work with at Fox Sports Net, and he said the same thing, like, man, you like that show? I love that show. We got some of the guys in studio for a reunion show. It literally was one of my favorite days ever when the actors came in. Yeah, and like, the show is ending. I'm like, I can't believe the show is going to end. We need more time. I want to be like Howard Stern and go an extra hour because I want to. It just was so awesome. You just don't see shows like that.
I can't believe they only gave it 3 seasons, though, Jim. It just... It's sort of mind-boggling for how much of a following there was during the time that it was on.
Only 3 seasons, and even more mind-boggling, I saw the note that it's like the 40th anniversary of that show, and it was so far ahead of its time. That is crazy. Louisville's 4-2. They've got Seton Hall coming up on Saturday, noon Eastern, coming off that huge win in his first season with Louisville. Chris, great to have you on the show. Always great to talk to you about music, donuts, The White Shadow, and your program.
Jim, I appreciate you having me.
Appreciate you, Coach. Thank you very much. Chris Mack. You know, I've said this before. I love that show. I love The White Shadow. Chris Mack loved The White Shadow. Rich Ackerman loved The White Shadow. If you got a problem with The White Shadow, you got a problem with you. Man, that show was so great. It's my guy, John Entz. John Entz is a big-time executive over at Fox. And John was one of the producers of The Last Word with Jim Rome. And he and I got to talking one day. And the show had been off the air for a number of years. And he's like, you like that show? I said, dude, I love that show. He said, me too. And I don't remember if it was his idea or my idea. We came to it at the same time. We said, why don't we do a reunion show? Why don't we get these guys, get some of the biggest actors and the people involved with that show, and get them on and talk about the show? And it may have been one of my top 3 or 5 favorite days in TV since I've done this. Because it was such a passion play. And the guys had not been together. The guys from The White Shadow. We had the actors. We had Salami, Tim Van Patten, who's gone on and becoming a big time director. We had the actor who played Thorpe. We had Coolidge. And we had them in studio. And they hadn't seen each other either. And they chatted it up. It was so fun. So fun. In fact, I could run that back. I'm thinking about that for a podcast. Maybe getting one of the guys in to talk about that show for a podcast. Tim Van Patten, where are you, brother? Yeah, that guy had so much charisma. Still does. He's awesome.